me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. Anxious world. What's going on, my good people? Thank you all for tuning in. Another episode of the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. And like always, I'm your very honored, blessed, thankful, all the above host, Keith. I do this for you guys out there. I do that, for the whole entire mental health community. Anybody out there that's trying to find the answers. Anybody out there that's trying to give the answers on how to, manage our mental health struggles. I do it for you guys, just trying to be a voice and trying to be a inspiration to anybody out there that's struggling. Because I know it was a point in time where I needed to hear some things about what I was going through to help me and motivate me to get myself better, get myself some help or understand what I was going through. So I do it for you guys. So, yeah, we're back. I know some of y'all probably hadn't seen the episode over the last couple weeks. I was having a little trouble uploading on the website. I'm not sure what was going on. Some little technical difficulties was occurring. I got that all straightened out now. Hopefully, we're going to see after this recording. But I'm pretty sure that we're all good. So I still have more episodes coming. And we'll be back on that weekly schedule, like always. But with that being said, I'm very honored today to have a guest by the name of Mark. I'm not going to say his last name. I got to get better with last names, but I'm not going to butcher it. I'm going to let him tell you. But Mark has a very interesting and inspiring story. He's going to open up a little bit about his struggles with anxiety and what caused that anxiety, dealing with anxiety as a youth and the reasons why he believes he had that anxiety. He's going to open up about that, his profession, what he does for a living in the mental health community, and just, talking about dealing with like some unexpected like panic attacks. And the situation that brought those panic attacks upon him. I can remember my first panic attack, and it was not nice. I thought I was, like all of us, I thought I was dying. I thought I was having a heart attack. It wasn't the case, but it was very frightful and scary. So he's going to open up about that and his company that he owns and what inspired him to do that. And it's a very, inspiring story. Mark, I thank you for, just coming on this platform and sharing your story and being a voice for the mental health community and, giving out tips and just helping anybody out there that's willing to listen. I thank you 10 times over, Mark. I really, really appreciate it. Anxious world, man, just keep telling a friend to tell a friend that if they're going through anything, man, let's just talk about it. Go talk to somebody else about it, a therapist, whoever it may be. Anything they can do to get that off their chest and start, becoming a better them, So that's the number one goal. With that being said, I like to jump into this episode with Mark. I really didn't get a title for it, so I'm just going to jump right into it, you guys. Everybody stay safe, stay blessed, take care of yourself. I will be back next week with another inspiring story. So stay safe, everybody. Peace out.
Hello, everyone. First and foremost, I want to thank Keith for giving me time on his show to share with you guys a little bit about my story and the struggles with anxiety I've had throughout my life. I'd like to start with a little bit of background. My name is Mark Ruscala. I was born in Beirut, Lebanon. Came to America when I was about 5 years old. We left Beirut because there was a war at the time, and we had to go underground a lot. The reason I'm sharing that with you guys is because at some point it'll make sense and aided the anxiety that I encountered in my life. So we used to have to go underground a lot. They would drop bombs and mortar shells on our streets. So it was a scary time for us and the family, and my family realized that there was no future for us, so they got us out of there. So I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of what I've been struggling with throughout my life on and off, and it's anxiety. I didn't quite know when I was younger that that's what I was struggling with. I knew I just had moments. I'd have moments at night, especially when I was sleeping, where I'd wake up and couldn't breathe. Felt like I was having a panic attack, even though as a child I didn't quite know what that was. And so that kind of on and off in my life kept happening. So one of the things, some of the challenges I faced throughout my life with anxiety, and I know anyone who's struggling with it, is it's kind of like you don't know it's there sometimes, but you feel like shit, right? You feel a lack of motivation. You feel like you're always worried about something around the corner that doesn't exist, or something's going to happen. You have racing thoughts. You have thoughts about strange things you kind of fixate on. And those are some of the things that I was struggling with, where I would just kind of hyper focus on things randomly. Like, especially as a kid, I thought a lot about like my death, my family's death, or someone passing away. I'd get really anxious about that. And I think part of that was triggered by the war and what I saw, even though I was young and don't have a lot of memories. I'm sure I witnessed some things that kind of led to that. So a lot of times it would kind of, you know, I'd go, you know, 6 months or 4 months and I'd be perfectly fine. And then I'd spend a week not wanting to really go anywhere or leave the house. And I couldn't quite understand what it was I was experiencing. There was maybe some depression sprinkled in, but, you know, outside of what was going on, I had really good parents who were really kind and really loving, really supporting. And so I wasn't necessarily sad about my life, but there was underlying issues that stemmed from that childhood trauma that kind of just made its way out. So the biggest thing for me was I would try to kind of turn that into some kind of sport. I used to skate, I surf, I exercise, I work out, all that stuff, and it helps tremendously, but it's still, I would still run into periods of my life where I would kind of fall apart for a week or two and would need to isolate from everyone to try and figure out what was going on. And I couldn't really, even then I didn't quite understand that it was anxiety that I was dealing with. And really it wasn't till recently, about 3 years ago, I lost my mom suddenly to cancer. And she passed away 30 or 45 days after being diagnosed, that I really started having kind of more aggressive symptoms. It kind of started in the middle of the night, around the time she passed, actually. Same time she woke up around 2 a.m. And I had my first, like, major panic attack at 2 a.m. This is maybe 4 months after she passed. I didn't really quite deal with what was going on when she passed. Obviously, I got a chance to tell her I loved her, and that was great. I was grateful for that. But my mom is, you know, was my best friend my whole life. So watching her pass away is not something that I thought I was... I didn't think I'd watch my mother take her last breath as a child, right? So it was really hard for me, obviously, at the time. And so these panic attacks kind of started. And when I was a kid, I'd wake up and have trouble breathing, but it wouldn't really lead to a panic attack. So the first one happened about 4 or 5 months after she passed. In the middle of the night, I was sleeping, woke up to a racing heart, and this feeling that I just could not breathe. Like, no matter what I did, I wasn't getting enough air, and my heart started beating fast. And, you know, I tried to walk it off. It was the middle of the night. I went downstairs, came upstairs, and I just felt like I was going to have a heart attack and die. It was just the scariest feeling in the world, and I didn't understand how to breathe into it. I didn't understand how to help it, but there was this feeling of like I'm going to die. Like, now I'm dying instantly. It's a terrifying feeling. I never experienced it to that level before. And so I knew something was up. And probably at that point, I should have been more aware, especially considering the field I'm in and what I do, which I'll talk about a little bit later, that I probably should have gotten therapy. I should have, at that point, called a therapist. And I tried. I reached out to a few friends to get some contacts and then kind of let it fade away because, you know, a week had gone by and I hadn't had another one. So I'm okay. Everything's fine, right? And I think that's the hardest part, especially being a guy, is that I'm the one everyone looks up to in my family, right? I'm the rock. I'm the person that, you know, if you got an issue, you go to Mark. If you need something done, you go to Mark. Mark can shoulder everybody's things. You know, even when my mom was passing away, we had a we had to make a decision towards the end. Her cancer was pretty bad. And so my dad, of course, and I don't blame him, and my brother couldn't really make the decision to let her go. And my mom really helped us by just over the weekend bringing her heart rate down, I don't know how, to like 60 beats. It was so low that she was almost already dead. And I had to make the decision to say, hey, you know what? She's not going to get better. This is the truth. She is passing away. We need to stop trying to hold on, and we need to allow her to go. And so we were able to assist her. But I had to make that decision. So I've always been that person in my family's life and in my friend circles and in life in general. It's like, hey, Mark's the rock. Everybody can kind of anchor onto that rock and everything is going to be just fine. And I didn't, you know, for me, it's like a blessing and a curse. I'm grateful to be supportive and helping people. The hard part is that I tend to forget about my own mental health. And this was my body. Forget my mind. My mind wasn't really thinking about this stuff because I was busy building my business and doing the things that I do. But the panic attack was my body's first response to say, hey, dude, you need to slow down. Something's wrong, right? And so after the first panic attack, I was kind of scared of another panic attack happening. And I did some research on how to do some breathing and all that stuff to make sure that I could cope with it if it came back again. And about 3 weeks later, I was sitting at a restaurant with two people eating. And the guy next to me said the word anxiety. And my brain went into full like tunnel vision. I didn't have a chance to react. Everything just tunneled. And I felt like I was going to pass out. It wasn't even like, oh, 30 seconds later, I felt this thing. It was instant. It was, everything went tunnel vision. Audio kind of faded out. And my heart started racing. And, you know, I was getting a little dizzy. It was way worse than the one that happened in the middle of the night. And I kept it cool at the table. I excused myself to go to the restroom. I went to the restroom, washed my face, and was like, what the hell is going on? Now I thought for sure I must have some kind of disease, right? I must be dying. There must be something going on in my brain and my body. Like, this is so unusual. And it took me about 45 minutes. You know, I went back out there. I acted pretty normal. Thank God it was towards the end of this lunch meeting. And it took me about 30 minutes to be able to take a breath like normally again. And I was doing the 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out, just to kind of bring myself back. And it's crazy because I never thought that was something I was going through. And that's the part that was really spooky, is because I experienced things most of my life, but I've had a hard life, but I've still built myself out of that. But most people have had a hard life, right? So for me, it wasn't a thing I wasn't looking at, right? And I'm very active. So I'm sure that helped, but my body was keeping score, right? My mind was focused on everything that I want to do or I want to accomplish. And I wasn't thinking about my mother. I wasn't thinking about, you know, the 4 failed attempts at building a business or partnerships that went awry, being thrown out. You know, I got 3 children and a wife, and being thrown out of a company at the time because partners turned on me. So there was all these things going on, but I wasn't actively thinking about them. But at this point, my body was saying, hey, I'm keeping score and you need to slow down. There's something, you're not taking care of yourself. You need to slow down. So that was kind of the moment where I really started to understand that, like, oh my God, yeah, I am struggling with anxiety. And I do need to find some outlets, some ways, and some help to cope with what I'm doing. So first thing, I wanted to really not have to go down the road of taking medication. And I have nothing against medicine. I have worked with schizophrenics early in my career. I work in mental health and substance abuse. Now I own a company. And I have nothing against medication, especially for the short-term or acute situations when someone is feeling suicidal or depressed or having those feelings where they can't kind of function at all. Medication's great, but what I really wanted to try to do first was I wanted to find a more natural way to cope, right? So I started doing some research. You know, I added my exercising and all those routines. They're already in place, right? So those things didn't matter. I had these coping mechanisms. I've been surfing for about 20 years. And it didn't matter, right? It didn't stop these things from happening. And in some instances, after having a panic attack, like the next day, if I exercised, the elevated heart rate made my brain feel like we were going back to that place. It was almost like I developed PTSD for the panic attacks. And so every time I exercised or elevated my heart rate, my body started to panic that, hey, maybe we're having a panic attack again. And I would have to talk myself out, like, no, you're just exercising. It's okay. And after the second panic attack, I'll be honest with you, I struggled to do things I loved. Like, I went surfing, jumped in the water, and the minute my heart rate elevated, my body completely shut down. And I got out of the water and, like, basically was in an upright fetal position, looking at my wife going, this is not me. I'm so unhappy. I don't want to, like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to be like this forever. So the first thing I really kind of pushed into my head was that the saying that this too shall pass, right? I've learned in my life that there are moments that we have that seem like they're going to last forever. But typically, if we take the right steps and work hard, have faith, those moments will pass, you know. The feelings I felt day one when I watched my mom die, those were horrible feelings. 3 years later, some of that has passed, right? So in time, we can find healing. And I think that that's important that anyone struggling with that, it helped me a lot to think to myself, okay, this is just a small moment in my life. And this moment will pass just like other moments have passed. The second thing, and I want to preface this by saying I'm not a doctor. I think you should seek a doctor for medical advice. Please don't take mine. I'm just going to tell you what I used and what worked for me. Sleeping became a problem. My bed was kind of a nightmare to me. And that was strange because sleeping is great, right? When you're tired, you close your eyes. It's great. But my body was on such high alert that I struggled to sleep after the two panic attacks had happened. Well, there was more than two, but those were the two big ones. After that, there was a bunch of small ones that happened in the middle of the night while I was sleeping as well. That would lead to sweats, to heart rate increases, this feeling of doom that was like, it's funny because you read it. When you look at panic attacks, you can read that and it says feeling of doom or death or whatever. But the feeling you feel is so, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's a very horrible feeling of doom and death immediately. And it's crazy that it peaks for about 60 seconds. And then after that, as long as you can breathe through it, it backs off. So for natural medicine that I found that really helped me, first one is valerian root. Again, talk to your doctor before taking anything, but valerian root was huge and still is part of my routine for bedtime. And it takes about a week or so for it to build up in your system. But valerian root acts on the body the same way that benzos acts on the body, but not to the same effect. It's kind of like a dulled down version of that. Honestly, without valerian root, I probably wouldn't have gotten any sleep. I was sleeping maybe 2 hour bursts because I was so anxious about the panic attacks. The valerian root gave me the ability to step back and assess, because when you're feeling the feelings in your body that you're feeling, it's hard to take step back and go, why am I feeling this, and evaluate your life and try to dig deeper. And that's where medicine is very powerful, because it can give you that moment to step back. Traditional medicine has a lot of side effects. Not that natural medicine doesn't, but traditional medicine has some side effects. And so depending on your level of acuity, how acute you are, you might need certain medications. But if it's not as bad as other people, then potentially your anxiety might be bad, but enough for you to still function like mine was. I kind of went after a lower spectrum instead of going for medications. I went for something lower, and valerian root was the first thing I took that really began to help me go, okay, I'm able to kind of step back and go, what is happening in my life at this moment, right? So if I've been living with underlying anxiety most of my life, it's kind of become my baseline. So I didn't even know I was anxious. Something had spiked my anxiety into panic attacks. I'm guessing that underlying anxiety most of my life, not really coping or dealing with it or even recognizing that it was there, led to my body keeping score and causing these panic attacks, right? So when I had a moment, when I started taking valerian root every day, I take valerian root, I take marshmallow root, and a few other herbs that help me sleep at night, which help my anxiety during the day. And because these things are built in my system, they help my overall anxiety throughout the day as well. When I started taking them, it took about 4 or 5 days for it to really start working. And when it did, it helped tremendously, right? Because then it helped me bring in my other coping mechanisms again in a positive way. So surfing was great again. Exercising was wonderful. Really spending time with my children, my wife, being around them really helped kind of center me. And then it hit me that the panic attacks started around the anniversary of my mom's death, which was interesting. Again, my mind was not thinking about, is this, you know, she passed away in December. Is this what's causing it? My mind was not thinking about my mom, her death. I kind of don't really focus on the death anniversary. I celebrate her birthday. But I wasn't thinking about it, and I had a lot going on with my company. But again, the body keeps score, so no matter what you're trying to direct your mind to, my body had gone through a traumatic experience the last 3 years with my mom's death. And around the same time, my body remembers what it felt like when she was passing, because for that 45 days, I was on this, you know, heightened level, like being in a war, being a soldier in a war. My body was on high alert for 45 days with my mother and cancer, and going up and down, positive, negative things, you know, and then losing her. It had scarred me, kind of made all of that lifetime anxiety, you know, bubble up to the top. And so the body keeps score. So no matter what you're doing with your mind, you got to be mindful that the body's going to remember some of these traumatic experiences. And that's something I did not expect. So the valerian root really helped me. And it's weird because that's not something a lot of people know about or talk about, which is crazy. CBD really helped me in the moment. So if I was having a panic attack immediately, I could take CBD, a full spectrum CBD drops, and it helped me just kind of take the edge off of that. Those things help me, but ultimately it's the evaluation and the work with a therapist that's kind of alongside that helped me kind of find more peace with myself and what's going on around me. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have days that are bad or that I'm not struggling with anxiety still. It's just that I find I have a better handle on the panic attacks. I haven't had one, knock on wood, I haven't had one in the last, I'd say, 6 months now, which is great news. I haven't had a feeling like I can't breathe, which is a horrible feeling. Another thing I did along the way is I quit caffeine. I still drink some in the form of green tea, but I stopped drinking coffee because coffee was not helping my anxiety. And that's another thing. I've been drinking coffee for 10 years, and again, I accepted this natural state I was in, and it's a horrible natural state where I'm slightly anxious every day. Then the caffeine kicks that up another notch, and then the caffeine would cause my chest to tighten up. So on top of the anxiety, I had these physical things that were making it worse for me as well. So if you drink coffee and you're struggling with any of these things, please stop drinking coffee. But again, don't stop immediately. That'll just put you into some weird withdrawals. Take your time, taper off, replace with green tea. Green tea is really amazing, not just in its antioxidants and caffeine, but it has L-theanine in it. So when the caffeine releases with the L-theanine, there's more of a calming effect than a jittery effect. So if you already drink coffee and you're struggling with these things, replace it, because it's gonna change your day, believe me. Again, these are things I was not aware of, and that's the crazy thing about mental health, is a lot of times our baseline, you know, is living with the mental illness, because it's all we knew. So we kind of build a baseline around that, and I'm a successful person, I've accomplished X, Y, and Z, and that's great. So obviously I'm not struggling with any mental illness, right? And then my body reminded me that I am struggling, and that there are issues, and that I need to stop, slow down, and assess what's going on, and I need to get help, and I need to take care of myself, right? So that's really important to kind of take a look at your life and see what's going on, and ask yourself how you're feeling. And yeah, I believe in this idea that we have to tough things out, but one thing you should never do is try to tough it out alone. I'm going to be honest with you. If my wife and kids weren't in my life, it got dark. You know, it got dark with them in my life. I can only imagine if you don't have that immediate person, please seek help because you have these lies that are being told in your brain when you're struggling with these moments. Again, that like this is the new you, this is forever. And those moments lead to a lot of dark thoughts. And I know those, I had those. So seek help. My wife and kids were able to pull me out of that place. So if you don't have that in your life, immediate people, there are beautiful people out there in the world who are ready to help. So reach out and seek help for those things. With a little bit of background about me and kind of what I've been struggling with, it's going to be kind of interesting to say that I'm the owner of a mental health company, Tulua Health, which is located in Santa Monica. It's a mental health outpatient center, and we just opened our detox and residential center, also located in Los Angeles, which is called Purposes Recovery. So I've been working. I graduated from Cal State Northridge with a degree in psychology, an undergrad degree in psychology. Went to work for a company working with schizophrenics, and really fell in love with working in mental health, and really fell in love with schizophrenics. Honestly, it's a beautiful field. It really showed me a lot about mental illness, about medication. So, these things led to me working in treatment at the time, which then led to some partnerships, which then now led to me owning my own company with another partner, another two partners of mine. And we've been attacking mental health and substance abuse, and we don't see, we see substance abuse as a mental health issue. Substance abuse is just a side effect, right? It's all the little side effects that happen from mental illness. As we have mental illness, that bleeds out into our life and causes some kind of side effect. Substance abuse is that. So Tulua Health in Santa Monica was started with that kind of idea, that foundation, that we would help those struggling with mental illness, with substance abuse issues. Really our goal is to, work across the United States and building multiple centers. I know a lot of people come to get help in California, but we want to be able to help people in different states. And a larger goal of ours is to help people in other countries, being someone who came from Lebanon. And we didn't have, you don't have that kind of support. Right, there isn't that mental health support out there. If you're going through something, you're going through it alone with your family, and if your family isn't there to help you, then too bad. So really, we want to kind of reach out and help people around the world. And I think COVID opened the door for people to understand, even around the world, that hey, we're humans are going through something, right? And even the ones that think we're not, we are, and we need help. And we need someone to talk to, and we need that support. And so I think that's kind of one of the positives that happened around the world with COVID, is that there's more awareness of mental illness. There is less stigma around it in some countries. Some countries, of course, are still struggling with that, but in some countries, we're starting to see that open up. The Middle East is starting to open up to that idea that people need help. We started that company in order to help people, and that's the goal and what we're trying to accomplish. And again, that's why, if you're struggling with these things, I think the most important thing is to seek help, whether that's through a center, through family, anyone. Just make contact with someone to get help, right? The second thing I think is really important, because that's number one. If you're struggling with any kind of mental health issue, seek help. That's, pick up the phone, call a friend, call a loved one, let them in so that it's not just your secret, right? That's the worst thing I did for a long time, was I kept all of that internal and I didn't share it with people because I'm the rock. The rock doesn't have problems. The rock doesn't share issues. So the first advice I have for anyone struggling with mental health issues is seek help, right? So whether that's reaching out to a loved one, a family member, a facility, there are a lot of really good facilities out there with good teams that are ready to help people. So just reach out and ask for that help. Two, take a look at natural ways to find healing and peace. Now, this is going to sound a little off because some people might say, oh yeah, I smoke weed for my anxiety and depression and that helps me. Well, I think you have to be mindful when you look at natural paths. Anything you do, you don't want to build too much dependency on. And if you have to smoke 3 times a day, every day for 7 days a week, it's not helping you, right? Like, for example, I found with me, CBD was helpful. And Full Spectrum has some THC, but it's tiny amounts. But what I found is when I used it 3 days in a row, it actually increased my anxiety. So you could kind of rebound into this effect. So whatever you do, I would say, one, if you're going to go down that, I would seek a professional. There are a lot of herbalists that are great. There are doctors that are also open to those paths that are great, that will help you kind of get a couple of things in your system that will help the immediate feeling that you're feeling, which will then give you time to evaluate what's going on. And then I think the third thing, and the most important thing to remember, is this too shall pass. I think that saying in itself, when you're struggling with mental health, when you're struggling with anything in life, because life is going to be up and it's going to be down and it's going to be sideways, it's hard. It's beautiful, but it's hard. So when you have those moments, remember, this too shall pass. Just like all the other moments in your life have passed and gone away, this moment too will pass. And this doesn't have to be you or your definition of who you are for the rest of your life. And we've gotten really good at helping with that. And I think that there is so many more outlets today than there was before. So definitely this is a time when we're seeing big progression. Even, you know, Tulua Health is working on psychedelics next, right? Because we see that there is a way to help people through the traumas, and we're getting better at it. So there is so many avenues and so many outlets today that can help. So make sure you remember that this is a temporary state, that this, you can get better from this. You can have a normal life. You can feel good. You don't have to feel anxious or depressed every day or struggle with bipolar or PTSD. There are outlets. There are ways. And this is not your normal. Anyway, that's it for me, guys. Thank you so much for this time. Keith, thank you so much for the time and allowing me to share kind of my story and my struggles and what I've been through. And I'm hoping that this kind of will resonate with somebody out there who's struggling as well and help them find some peace, because life is beautiful. And when you're in those moments, it doesn't seem beautiful. So I hope you guys stay safe and God bless. Thank you guys so much.